Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of TFG Radio, COVID edition. We might have a bit of a sound issue, but hopefully we'll get through it. If we have to stop midway through, we will. And if you're on the Twitch stream, on the chat with us, let us know if any sound issues or video issues. So
or personal issues.
Personal issues. As you can tell, we have Tom on.
Hello.
Today we have the full crew. Danny's on board a little earlier.
I'm right here. Yeah, I know, right? It's amazing.
John is on the wheels of steel trying to fix everything and figure everything out. Unfortunately, due to recent events, John has had to give up his reenactment for a while. I'm sure John is heartbroken.
So sad.
But because of that, that's given him more time.
He didn't deny it.
That gives John more time to pour into the organizational half of it.
Mm-hmm.
So John is announcing his candidacy for the president of the local reenactors club for the King's German Legion of his Napoleonic Actors Club. Huh. So get ready for John's slogan, his speeches when he goes out to talk amongst the other reenactors. And that comes with our new contest. So to help John along, we're gonna help John come up with a slogan. So the contest is basically come up with a slogan for John, a campaign slogan. I personally would vote for John because I know he's a stand-up guy, and he loves the King German Legion.
So, like, Adam, would an example of a slogan for John be like, reenacting so good, you think it's just acting for the first time?
It's a bad one, but yeah.
Acting for the first time isn't good. Why would you think it's acting for the first time if it's
See,
good?
It's better because you disagree with it.
So record, just
I just wanted to say you were reenacting the Prohibition. That's all I wanted to do.
I forbade Fair that, enough. By the way. That's for later. So give a slogan. You need to send an email to tfgradiopodcast@gmail.com. You can post it in the when we post the show on Facebook, or just send us a message with your slogan. We'll have pick the top three among our favorite ones. We'll have a top. The winner will actually receive a Battle Force box. actually, we'll receive a relevant one. And I didn't tell John this.
Am I eligible?
You know what? Yes. You three are eligible. I'll decide which one's which one I like.
Woo!
Because the prize is a Space Wolf Battle Force box.
Yeah. Does it have Ragnar in it?
No, it's the Christmas one.
What's the Christmas one?
It has
Santa sleigh in it?
No. It has the Storm Wolf, Space Wolf Intercessors, an Iron Priest, and Wolfen. Okay. That's it.
It's 17 like miles. Starter kit?
Yeah.
It's a $170 retail.
Sure, sure.
I got it for a box of Assault Marines, just FYI.
Damn.
Okay, then.
But so let us know. Help John become president of his club. Hopefully he'll do a better job than some presidents in the past. like Grant.
Grant
was
fine.
A great president. He was you can be our drunk president, just like him.
I would contend that pretty much every president except for the current one, which that's insane, is drunk. Like, I don't understand a drunk. How is it possible that the current one isn't? Like, he doesn't drink alcohol at all, but I would contend all of the other ones have been alcoholics.
I would actually add Warren Harding to that list. I think Warren Harding was a teetotaler.
Oh, yeah, you're right, he was. Yeah. I always forget that guy.
I feel like JFK was on better shit than just liquor. I feel like JFK just had, like, cocaine years before anybody.
Yeah, I'm not saying, like, everybody was an alcoholic. I'm saying they were all on something.
Ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do to get me more Colombian Bam Bam.
Yes.
It's a message that resonates with people. That's all I'm saying.
True.
Who was that man on that hill?
Just don't give any, like, hour-long speeches in the rain, John.
No, I will not William Henry Harris in my life, don't worry. It was longer than an hour.
So that being said, don't forget about the contest. It'll end whenever I feel like it. Probably, like, after our quarantine.
What kind of contest is this? There's no, hey, yeah, send shit in, and then, but we're not gonna tell you when it's Dubai.
Listen.
You would make the worst teacher ever.
They're getting a Battle Force box. It'll be relevant when the Space Wolf psychic awakening comes out.
So it's basically like first come, first serve, but you gotta like what you're serving.
Yes.
Okay.
So moving on.
I know I'm at work tomorrow.
Actually, it'll probably be after, once we're released from quarantine.
At work tomorrow or like while working tomorrow? Cause there's a difference now.
Yes. I'm gonna go with yes on that answer.
Yeah, I don't have those board things behind me, the V flats, because my office is actually clean because I have to stream in here every day to my students. And I was like, I'm not going to put those stupid V flats up every day.
Yeah.
I just find there to be a sweet, sweet irony in that your entire job been to stream and fix mechanical problems in the internet, and now you're doing all of that but under the guise of fun.
It's all just right, for human interaction
right now?
With people, not his family.
Are you saying right now I'm doing it out of fun?
Yes.
No, is that what we call this?
I don't know. I don't know if I want you to call my bluff.
You know what you know with me.
I'm just glad to be talking to people who are not coworkers or my family right now. So, you know,
we're good.
All right, moving on. Next slide. So we did have an RTT this last weekend before they shut everything down. We had 13 players. We were hoping all four of us.
You know,
would
you
be able
to play. Last RTT at store ? And it could literally be the last RTT ever at that store.
It could. It would have been the last time all four of us would have been together at one tournament, but that was not to be.
I bet the current owner is wishing they had just decided to sell it now.
That's a whole nother topic, yes.
Or close it.
We'll see.
I mean, real estate sales are going to go low, right? I mean, we could only... Strike while the iron's hot, right?
That's assuming we all keep our jobs through this.
I can work remote. I keep my job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm
you're assuming your firm stays in business.
You don't understand. In any kind of economic recession, there are always two things available: doctors and people to sue the doctors. I'm good.
That's probably fair. That's probably fair.
Not quite. Did you ever hear of Bloody Tuesday?
Oh God damn it! No, I have not heard.
So I think it was 2009 or 2010. So after the financial crisis, on a Tuesday, I think every top 50 law firm fired like 30% of their personnel, including.
Oh yeah. No, I actually did hear about that. And, what's interesting is I really like one of the selling points my firm gave to me when they were like hiring me was like, oh, we didn't fire 30. We fired 15%, but we did it all at once because nobody had apparently the balls to fire a bunch of people at once. So they would just do like 2% here, 2% here, and then over time, in a year, it became 30. Our firm did just cut 15 right out the gate, gave everybody 6 months severance.
How is this a selling point?
Because it was like, hey, we take care of our employees even if we have to gut you. Because the whole point was like,
if your company is, see, this is the fucking problem with America.
Dude, I was.
You're literally defending a company that for cutting people and saying that they were looking out for you while doing it.
I'm also on air on something that's going to be published. So
whatever. Nobody knows
about,
where
I'm
you work.
I'm talking about the other side of that coin, whatever. Which coincidentally is also tails.
Oh my God. No politics, okay? No politics. Not allowed.
No politics.
You're the one that brings in politics.
I did not bring it up once yet. Well, no, I brought Trump up. But that was only in reference to the fact that he doesn't drink alcohol, and that boggles my mind.
And in reference to his John's campaign. Make John great again.
Make John salty again.
Make John saltier.
Saltier.
I'm really salty right now.
As everyone knew, so we played the last RTT. It was won by, I already forgot. It was won by Chaos. Yes. Richard Cozart won with a,
You know, that bugs me. I've never realized it bugs me until right now. It bugs me when people refer to like, what won the tournament and not who won the tournament. Because you say Chaos won the tournament and I immediately went like, oh man, I wonder what was in that list. And then you go, it was Richard Cozart. And I go, okay, so Richard Cozart won the tournament.
Yes.
Not Chaos.
Right, not Chaos. Kozart won the tournament. And I realize that bothers me.
You're forgetting a core rule of Chaos, which is that, you know, it's all for the four and the four for themselves. I mean, you know.
No, I didn't forget that. It's just not relevant.
Okay, so Richard Kozart won the tournament. Playing Chaos. I forget who came in second. Doesn't matter. But, so we actually had a good turnout. We didn't expect a lot of people, to be honest. But, it wasn't that bad, especially if it happened.
A pandemic is bad for business, I guess.
Well, not, at least at that time, not enough to keep people away, so.
Lots happened.
I would have gone if I could.
Am I allowed to make the it's all a hoax joke? Because, like, he's moved past saying that now, right?
Are you bargaining to start talking about politics now?
No. I'm asking if it's appropriate to make the joke because I can't. I've been holed up so much this week that I can't. I haven't looked at Twitter at all.
John's bursting at the seams right now.
And I'm like, well, I don't know if he's still saying it's a hoax or not.
He's not. Now he's saying that he knew it was a pandemic before anybody else.
Okay, I did see that part. Which is great because 8 days earlier he literally had tweeted that it was a hoax.
Oh, there's a whole montage about Fox Network as a network doing that. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Okay. We're done.
Now we're done.
Wrong podcast. So as most people know,
podcast. What's the right one? Let's do that one.
Adepticon. No. I was supposed to go to Adepticon. I had to cancel because of we had a coworker that was exposed to the virus, and so my wife has breathing issues, so I had to cancel. About a week before Adepticon canceled, I thought, well, maybe I could go, and then my wife had an attack, so I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'm not going. So, and then like 3 days later, Adepticon canceled. Unfortunately for everyone involved. Which is why if anyone was looking at our Facebook page or on Comp40K, it's why I posted the post to kind of help out some of the people that were going to go as, some of the distributors and manufacturers of more of the third party stuff that help us play the game. So the first one we'll talk about now will be the one we talk about really all the time. And if we give the wrong email, wrong address, is hammerheadgames.gov. .net. Because people will now go to .gov. Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
And it's basically I got the Miracle Tray from him, a little while ago. He makes all kinds of tokens, things like that, trays, movement trays. Most people know him for the, army tray to carry around. Mm-hmm. Usually sells out every LVO. So I think, John, I think you have one, don't you?
I do. I have one from the first run. It's still good. The first set he's ever made, I still have it. Use it all the time. Quality product.
Yeah, so
I am able to play 150 plus infantry models in under 90 minutes because of him. So highest quality and bonus, he will, you know, if he needs to, he will pack your shipment, like, again, stuff full where it's like field dressing a raccoon to get it out. But it's awesome and well protected.
All right. I like the analogy.
So head to hammerheadgames.net, give it a look, give Tony a couple sales. Doesn't need to be anything big, but just head on over. We'll have links in the show notes and on the Facebook page.
But if you do go there and buy out the store, make sure you give us credit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we don't actually get anything. We just like to be for Tony to be in our debt.
Yes, because we never know when we'll call that in.
True.
So, in addition to Adepticon being canceled, I also had to cancel Battle for LA. Unfortunately,
Chad.
It was. You know, I was like, oh, maybe we're under 50. We're kind of close to 50, and then eventually I was just like, you know what? It's just cancel it. It's not even worth. It wasn't even worth trying to wiggle away to like get it done.
Right.
Even then the facility we were having it at, which is a school where they had already canceled classes up until the end of March. And the way things are going now, they're probably out for the rest of the year. So I canceled it. If you did sign up and you haven't heard yet, and this is the first time you're hearing about it, send us an email or message to the Facebook page. You can either get a refund, have it applied to Hammer Wrath, which is going to be in the end of September, or have it applied to Battle for LA for next year, barring any other pandemics. I mean, from what I'm hearing, this isn't going to be a once in a lifetime thing. So just send us a message. Just let me know. I'll have refunds starting to go out by the end of the month. But most people have been wanting to go to Hammer Wrath instead. So,
which is great considering you probably already spent the money on Hooker.
Not all of it, but a lot of it. I decided to buy awards and stuff. So now I have 2020 Battle for LA awards.
Those are collector's items.
Sure. It's like the t-shirt you see in Africa of the losing Super Bowl team.
I was thinking more like the dud coins, but you know what? Sure.
I mean, that's a real thing. That's what they do with those, because they always print out both sides.
That's absolutely a thing.
I know. I've seen the memes where it's like everybody in Africa thinks the Patriots are the worst team in football.
We'll see if they really are now.
Oh God, yeah, that's the whole thing.
That team's Belichick. That team is not any of the players. That's why he can just cycle through players.
Right, agree.
Tom Brady is totally replaceable. He was just happened to be like a showpiece, and so as soon as he was no longer a good showpiece, he was gone.
Emperor Palpatine didn't need Vader. He doesn't need anybody but himself.
This is true.
I don't know. I think if they get the wrong quarterback, which I'm not going to say they will.
There's no way they let him go without knowing that they were going to get somebody good to replace him. Mm-hmm. Even if it's like Belichick has found somebody in like the 18th round of the draft that he's going to pull.
Like he did with Brady.
Like he did with Brady.
Yep.
Yeah.
Again, he doesn't need a quote unquote great quarterback. He needs a quarterback who can pass 20 yards consistently without giving up a fucking interception.
Which is Brady has done for years.
Yes.
The guy's not done anything of note other than like make short passes and not throw interceptions or give up sacks. But the giving up sacks is mostly because of the line.
Yeah.
Right. That's because you look at Bill Belichick's spending. And it's not like, oh, well, I obviously have to spend this much money on Brady because, you know, who he is and the consistency and everyone looks at quarterbacks. But it's like, God damn, he spends like 30% of his income on just like three O-line positions.
Yep. There's a reason for that.
Now I'm really hoping someone tuned in the last 5 minutes and got really confused about what we talk about because now they're expecting more sports. Like a first-time person, you know? Oh, this is a weird name for a sports cast. And then they're like, what the hell is 40K?
We don't get that many rando drop-ins.
Yeah, and they're usually like, hey there, fellow brethren, we saw your racist flag. And we're like, no.
There's a reason why that flag's not up anywhere anymore.
I remember that. Oh, that was so funny.
That was the worst. Yeah,
that's good.
You're like, you're in the wrong place, friend.
Yeah.
Right back the way you came from, stranger.
It was pretty great. Not gonna lie.
So, in addition to Battle for LA and Adepticon, with Adepticon being canceled, they're still going to do the previews, but they're doing them on the 28th at 6 a.m. 2 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, but that'll be 6 a.m. West Coast time.
I don't understand. All that matters. Why are there different time zones? The Earth is flat. Why isn't it just all the same time? Why does it have to be 6 a.m. someplace else? Why can't it just be 6 a.m. here?
So it's like, you know how like you fold a sweater and like you can only I'm just going to stop there. I can't.
Yeah, what the hell are you talking about?
I actually came up with a relatively clever way of talking about time change on a flat earth scenario, but it's just so ridiculous.
Don't do that. Don't. God.
It's just as believable. So I don't know where to go after that.
Neither do flat earthers. That's the point. Hey-o.
So with Battle for LA, Adepticon, being canceled. I think Adepticon is still doing like a virtual Adepticon where you can still see some of the...
What is a virtual Adepticon?
I don't know, man. Go to the Adepticon page.
No.
But it looks to be more like...
I don't
want it
and you can't make me.
Like virtual shopping. I'll get the governor to make you. He's making us do all this other stuff.
Oben Gruber Newsom?
That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
Where you can still see some of the shops and things like that ply their wares. But head on over to the Adepticon page. I think they're trying to figure something out to do that next week. And give them some of your attention.
Nice.
But in addition to that, just about basically everything else has been canceled in terms of large events. Almost worldwide at this point. Maybe not in Florida. But
Florida. It's always Florida, man. I understand.
Well, yes. So that brings us to I guess an issue in regards to ITC, mm-hmm. where ITC hasn't officially said stop playing. But at the same time, you know, how can you play? You know, they're limiting groups to less than 10. Unless you see a lot of 8-man RTTs all of a sudden.
Now, I'm going to ask a question, and I am not C-lining, and I am not trolling, and I'm saying all this with the purest of intent.
To be seen.
Yeah.
Since ITC in and of itself is a scoring system.
Right.
And is not in any way a governing body, like they might have been in, say, 7th edition, where they had to like come up with all these rules and these, you know, procedures, et cetera. Since they're now more truly just a tournament organizer circuit, they themselves only have certain events. Mm-hmm. Are they actually responsible for issuing such an edict? Like, is that like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. is that actually in their purview to do so? Let alone like purview, is that their responsibility? Like, I don't know. Maybe that's the same question. Well,
the ITC doesn't run these.
You dropped out.
Sorry, yeah. The ITC doesn't run these events. You know, the TOs do. The ITC does track them, so the ITC can say we're not going to count ITC points for whatever happening in this time period, but the ITC can't say like don't run events, right? Because everyone who runs an event is independent of themselves.
Almost like the first part of their, you know, acronym means something. Independent tournament.
And even if they said...
That's a very good point, Danny, yes.
But even if they said, like, hey, well, we're not going to count points, there will be those that will still play the tournament or have the tournament and just have their points count once everything's back to normal.
That'd be kind of easy to spot, though, because it's like, all right, everything's back up and running. Man, this one game store in, you know... Des Moines, you know, they had an RTT for 8 days in a row. Look at that.
Nah, if they're smart, though, I mean, there's easy ways to do that. Not that I've thought of that or anything, but
of course not.
John, you've been silent the whole time.
This is an upstanding podcast. We don't do such things.
No, that's a lot of work.
We don't consider such nonsense.
I'm a union worker. I don't work.
I mean, yes, that's also true.
But damned if you will strike for your ability to not work.
I know, right? John, your thoughts?
I don't know. My thoughts are I sure hope they don't get sued.
That is, yes.
Because, like, somebody decides they're going to go to a tournament, and even though that area has said don't do that, and then they do, and they say, well, I only went because I needed to get these points for this prize.
Mm-hmm.
I'm competing for this major prize, and I contracted this thing, and I died. And look, now my family is suing the people who put on the prize because I went to score the points. See,
this is why I get upset with Jeff, because like he's a lawyer, and like the one time you need him, he's not there. I mean, this is clearly a legal question, and I'm just upset that he's not.
It's not a legal question. You can sue somebody for anything. It's just a matter of not whether or not the shit you throw at the wall sticks.
No, the ground.
It would not.
It would not
stick because no, I mean, only you could arguably sue the tournament organizer and be like, you knowingly did this and against best practices, blah, blah, blah. And even then the person who's going is still cognizant of the risk and chooses to accept.
Right.
Right. So it's not like, it's just,
you could make the argument that, they aren't that cognizant of it because the government themselves have said that it's a hoax.
And full circle.
Not within 8 days.
Yeah.
Can you prove that they saw other news besides that?
Probably. I mean, internet history is a thing.
Kind of, except, you know, the two greatest defenses, which is why politicians always default to them, are I don't remember or I didn't know that was a thing. Because you can't prove someone remembers something and you can't prove someone is fucking stupid. Right? Like, it's
I don't remember.
It's like, why did you do that? That seems really dumb. Oh, I guess you're not really that stupid, are you? Maybe.
I'm sorry, I don't recall. Oh, maybe we'll see. I just
made myself
sad. But whatever. It's possible that nothing ever happens and cool. I'm fine. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll see what happens along those lines. I mean, Adepticon's already canceled. I'm assuming Bay Area Open is going to be canceled.
When is Bay Area Open?
It's at the end of May. Hmm. I still bought my ticket.
California's only on lockdown until April 19th, right?
Yes.
So it should be.
And then we'll see where it's at, and they'll either
actually put a date on it.
Did you not watch the news? There you go. Someone didn't watch the news, Danny.
No, I watched the news, but I didn't watch the part that they said a date.
So you didn't watch the news?
No. Tommy's a millennial. He doesn't watch the news. He read it on Twitter.
Correct.
Or a Reddit headline and then assumed the rest of the article based on the headline.
He read it on Reddit. Which is why it's called that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I'm going to pretend like I always knew that.
Holy shit.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah, they don't name editions, guys. So it's not going to be called 9th or 8.5. It's not going to be a full rework. It's going to be a cleanup of the things that don't need to be cleaned up, and that's it.
Yeah, so we'll see. I'm still hoping BAO happens. I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't. But, because some people were thinking of maybe suspending the season. Or even canceling the season.
Mm-hmm. They're not going to do anything. They don't have to.
I think at most they would at least suspend if they were to say do something like that, but I don't think they will.
They're not going to do that. It's not going to be suspended. It's not going to be ended.
No. And other people were stating that it causes a type of imbalance because some people have access to more tournaments than others because of this, but that's always been the case. So that's not really.
Yeah. Cause like, everybody always has access to more or less tournaments.
Well, yeah, because it's kind of started in Southern California, we had more access to it. I mean, California has more ITC tournaments than anywhere in the world.
Right. Because
last year, anyway.
Tournament 40K, basically, it didn't start here, but the real competitive 40K began here. So,
right.
That's what it is. Too bad.
So we'll see how long this lasts and see when everyone can go back to semi-normalcy. We'll see. But in the meantime, we've had some previews. One of them being an orc.
Really?
Orky coming.
What orc was that?
It was Makari, a grot.
Oh, cool. I like that.
With his 2+ invulnerable save.
2+ invulnerable save grot. Seems good. Can you spam like 100 of them like Jeff?
Oh, my God. Imagine if you could. No, we had Gazgul. We had a look at his rules. There's actually a strat that probably makes a better orc.
I thought Gazgul died. I thought Ragnar cut his head off.
Apparently, it got sewed back on because you can do that with orcs.
Huh.
Yep.
Interesting. Because
they're fungi.
Sounds like stupid plot.
Yeah, I thought I saw a meme where.
Look, this game has an amazing setting. That doesn't make it good literature, all right?
Unless, even a matter of literature. This is just a matter of, like, that's dumb.
Unless Dan Abnett is involved, then it's the best literature ever.
I get it. Either don't kill off characters, or when you do, leave them dead. Don't bring them back with stupid tropes.
Yeah, that's literal plot armor on that one.
They didn't do that with anyone else yet, though.
Eldred?
Did they?
Oh yeah, they killed him off, and then they just retconned him and brought him back.
They didn't even bother to address it.
Oh, and they said Jane's Zare and all the other Phoenix ability to be reincarnated.
Gilliman?
The Phoenix Lurch has always been a reincarnation thing.
Gilliman got brought back from the dead by some Mechanicus dude nobody had ever heard of before.
Actually.
They invented some Mechanicus dude who had apparently been given the mission to save Gilliman by Gilliman.
No, he was... No.
That's not it.
10,000 years.
Get it right. Get it right.
10,000 year mission to save me.
No, that's not what happened.
Mm-hmm.
John.
Sure. It's still a stupid
joke. It was an Eldar waifu
that
saved Gilliman.
Clapping Eldar cheeks to save Gilliman.
Yes. All he did was build the armor of fate.
Yeah, I know. Uh-huh. He built his armor, yeah. And took him 10,000 years to do it. This character that nobody had ever heard of before. Invent a character nobody ever heard of who's been alive longer than almost any other thing in the galaxy other than the Chaos Gods and the Emperor. But nobody ever heard of him.
You know, I know you're diatribing right now, but he actually is a really cool character in some of the books that he's in. So they actually put him in some of the Horus Heresy books. He's pretty cool in that.
I know. I've read the Horus Heresy books. All I'm saying is...
You wouldn't know.
It's a silly trope.
Wait, what about Call as a trope?
You invent a character out of nowhere in order to save another character, unnecessarily.
No, I get what John's saying. In terms of you're making a
he's literally a deus ex machina.
Yes, I guess that's true.
Yeah,
which makes sense.
It's like the definition of it.
Yes.
You know what? That's fair.
But I mean, I've grown to like the character. I like the recent books about him.
The Great Work is fantastic. I love that book.
Oh, the mature audience is only when this is going to be mature. Well, I'm not allowed to make it that mature, actually.
Yeah, you missed that part. John's on lockdown.
We get kicked out if I make it too mature, right?
Kicked out of who?
Twitch.
I
don't understand this mature audience is the only thing. The only mature audience only thing I can think of would be get us kicked off of that.
We'll get demonetized.
Yeah, we'll get demonetized.
We're not even monetized to begin with, are we?
What?
Not anymore, because we were too mature.
Tom, nobody makes any money.
You guys have friends?
Somebody's saying there's lag now.
Okay. Well, is that the video or the audio?
Whoa.
Or both?
Just so long as the audio recording is fine.
So John's not impressed by Gaskell.
Not even the can't do more than four wounds a phase.
Yeah, whatever.
I like that just because that's a relatively unique mechanic.
Yeah. It also makes it so you can't just straight up merc snipe him. So he's like, okay, Eliminators, cool, take your four wounds. I'm just going to make sure my Mad Doc's hidden. No big deal.
No, the problem is the Mad Doc can't heal him because he's a monster.
Oh, well then, isn't there a strat? I think you said,
There's
Adam.
There's a strat for D3, so he lasts a little longer.
There you go.
But in addition, he can't benefit from the WOG. Or there's a few things he can't benefit from because he's now a monster.
All of his buffs?
Yes.
They're probably going to fix that. Probably.
Okay.
Probably.
We'll see. I doubt it.
But there's a strat that buffs a normal war boss.
Can you define fix?
It's a relative term. Yeah, but I think more people use the strat that buffs a normal war boss, especially one on bike. And you get a better Gaz, more or less. Hey,
take the war boss on bike? I thought that was Index.
No,
they put him into Forge World.
Yep.
Yeah, so he's still around.
Yeah.
So, and then the other model is named Ragnar.
Ragnar Blackmane, who got Primarist after he cut off Gazgul's head.
And was almost killed. He's only mostly dead.
Almost killed in the process of something that doesn't even matter to the plot anymore.
Right. Now, the thing is that what it should have been is it should have been Gazgul beat the snot out of Ragnar. Ragnar almost dies, crosses the Rubicon Primaris to survive, which has happened before in the story, so it's already established. Then Gazgul, because he defeats a super powerful warrior, just becomes more ingested with the gestalt of the Great Maw and becomes himself now. Yeah. Which is a mechanic they or and a fluff piece they already have. There was no reason to have his head cut off. I agree with John. The whole Gazgul's getting a head cut off thing was dumb. Yep. But Ragnar almost dying, I was like, okay, that I can give, because then it gives Ragnar a chip on his shoulder, like, and also gives him, like, it gives the Space Wolves more of a respect for the Primaris, which is, like, the whole thing about the Primaris and the regular Marines is, like, oh, how can we join together to become, like, better and, like, accept the Primaris now because they're a part of us, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's a story arc that they have. You can keep that going a long time.
Probably.
I just want to make a quick note.
Yeah.
I could clearly hear Tom through that whole thing, and I don't like it.
Nah.
It was jarring, and I will fully admit that I'm kind of shook now. About
yes, I need a bailout.
He needs a comfort object.
I need a bailout. So Ragnar can get a shit ton of attacks.
Yes.
John posted, like, what did you post? 32? I don't know. You're bad at math, so.
I made the meme at another's request.
Based on the rules, he can get up to 20.
The rules.
If he's in the assault phase.
I think he can do more.
Nobody in this chat knows the rules.
No, it's because the idea is he gets 10 attacks base, including Shock Assault.
At this point, there's so many rules in this game, they're more like guidelines, right?
Yes, like the pirate.
And there's a strat, regardless of phase. Meanwhile, this happens on a 6 if you're in the assault phase as a Space Wolf. On a 4-up, you get an extra hit on a roll.
Right.
A 4-up. So 10 attacks could potentially be, 20.
I will not excuse
you. If you hit everything across the 4. And it's unmodified, so you can't get any plus ones to buff that and make it even more insane. Hmm. And it doesn't stack with the 6 to hit in the assault phase because it just changes the modifier. It doesn't change what happens.
You can fix that, Anthony.
What's wrong with Anthony?
He's not high enough for this.
Oh.
That sounds like a very personal problem to me.
Yeah, that's...
Yep.
They're both characters are a little silly. I don't know. They're just indicative of... They're indicative of just... Both, all the way around. They're indicative of where the game's at. Bloated and silly.
Well, yeah, because they're both bigger.
Exactly. Bigger is better.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's their medication making them bloated.
Probably. But they are. They're very indicative of the game state.
Well, they're also both
close combat oriented.
Gazgul has a big gun with like 18 barrels.
Yeah, it's 12 shots.
Only gets 12 shots from those four barrels? Just three shots a turn from each barrel?
Basically, yeah.
That's not very nice. Why they got to do
strength
like
5, AP minus 1.
It's on fives.
Why they got to do them like that? Rude. Just rude.
Look what they did to my boy.
That's right. Look what they did to him.
So, with those coming out, we've seen some of the strats. Some of them look pretty cool. I don't know how... obviously, they're not Imperial Fist or Iron Hands level. Mm-hmm. But,
which people are like, you can't use that as a measuring stick, and I'm sorry, until they fix it, that is the measuring stick.
Right. It's just how competitive they are.
That's the measuring stick until GW fixes them. If you don't like that.
It was always like that before.
Talk to GW.
No, but I mean, there's always going to be some type of measuring stick, whether it was knights. Remember, it was always like, well, what can they do against knights?
HK Fui's asking if a knight dies, it gets reborn through the Primaris. I think they have to be at the edge of death, right?
Well, they technically die in the process.
Right. Actually.
Mm-hmm.
You've done a lot of well, actually, guys, lately.
Yeah, it's whether or not your Belisarian furnace turns on and saves your life, basically.
Belisarian furnace sounds... that sounds gross.
Yeah, so there's a lot of rules coming out for this next psychic wing game. The next one's Engine Kill.
I'm looking forward to that.
Engine Kill.
Well, that one's going to have the knights. So new knight rules.
What new knight rules?
Hell yeah, Imperial and Chaos.
Exactly. We don't know what's going to happen with the Imperial and Chaos knights.
and Mechanicus and Demons too.
Sure.
So could the Emperor be reborn this way? Sure, why not? Why the fuck not?
And he's going to have a knight profile that costs 1,800 points.
Cool, whatever. Run him. Won't get the infantry keyword, so won't be able to go behind inside any buildings.
So you're not excited by the wolves, John?
No. Not really. The rules aren't that great. Their doctrine's trash.
It's not trash.
Yes, it is. Take a look at any of the other ones. They are better. Dark Angels. Take a look at ones that are legitimate. Dark Angels, get the hell out of here.
Not the other
Look at Iron Hands, Imperial Fists, Blood Angels, Ultramarines, all better.
John, they have the best trash doctrines out of all the trash doctrines, though.
Right, exactly, yes. Yeah.
There's something to be said about being king of the losers, all right?
No, that's things losers say.
Wow.
Is that what you heard when you were a good space wolf?
Nope. That's the truth that I heard when I preached the truth.
The imperial truth?
No, just the truth.
And the way?
Hashtag facts.
Hashtag blessed. So with no events going on, what's everybody up to now? I know Tom was just informed of the fact that...
Working at home, that's what we're up to.
I know, right? Well, you three are.
Yeah.
You're not looking at it. I know Tom is also working on more Grey Knights because he was just informed of a rule that he did not know about.
He did know. We've talked about it in the chat. That the tactical squads could do that, or the strike squads could do that. I tried to tell him in our game.
I blame the teacher.
And you insisted that in our game. We literally told you in the chat when we were trying to teach you about this list.
So yes, long story short, I did not know that strike squads could do what they did.
Because he doesn't read.
I read mostly. I'm functionally literate. I'm not necessarily savantly. I totally whiffed and didn't realize strike squads could deep strike. which is fine insofar as I was still trying to run the Crusader because I wanted to see if I could make that work because I had this idea of it being like a mobile Terminator bus. But as I played games with it, I was kind of like, it's funny, the Crusader itself wasn't bad, but I realized it was hamstringing myself in terms of what I would do or what I could do.
Yeah.
It was affecting my gameplay, and then the more I realized what I needed to do gameplay-wise, when I thought about the strike squads again and was informed correctly that I could, and should deep strike them, then it became like, oh, okay, I'm now kind of seeing the writing on the wall, the matrix of how I have been playing this wrong. And part of that playing it wrong has been I haven't started with enough CP, and I also have not been pushing forward enough. Like, I need to be marching up the field like Death Guard or Iron Hands or, any number of armies that just move upfield.
Yeah, it's not really a cagey army. Like, you got to get out there and do it.
Yeah, exactly. And I have been with the Paladin squads, but then, mid-game, they'd fall off a little quicker, and I'd realize it's like, oh, yeah, because my psychic support base is way back there, which also doesn't make sense because I gave them hammers. So it was one of those things where
I even asked you in our game why they were all the way back there.
And I looked at you, and I was like, because I'm bad.
True.
Yeah, thank you for reinforcing that, Danny.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Danny.
One love.
Danny, are you working on anything since?
Honestly, since I'm going to have a kid in 6 weeks.
You have plenty of time.
Yeah, my wife and I have been playing more Warcry, so I just finished building my Corvus Cabal Warcry band. And I ordered a bunch. About? Nothing you need to concern yourself with, John.
Awesome.
John, you can read Twitter for the next 20 minutes if you want to.
What the fuck do you think I've been doing this entire show?
Oh, no wonder you've just been saltily irrelevant.
I'm not paying attention to this crap.
Damn. Good grief.
I'm waiting for my frontline order from the new Seraphon stuff so I can build and paint that. And I think besides getting all my Warcry stuff built, fully painted, I think I'll probably try during my exile of raising an infant, try to get my Seraphon army fully painted just for the hell of it.
Worst type of exile.
That's cool. Are you going to get the new temple?
Yep, already ordered. I'm just waiting for it to ship from Frontline.
Nice.
I am building sisters and hopefully painting them once the weather gets better.
Do you insist on painting outside in a beret, like with a glass of wine in your hand?
Well,
like,
to prime them.
That's a lot of work to go prime a model.
What, to go outside?
No, the never mind.
Go outside. Going outside is a lot of work sometimes. I'm just saying.
For some.
I was outside today while the kids were riding their bikes, and it was in the rain, and it was kind of a lot of work.
So I'm going more the Valorious Heart route and a more shooty aspect of it, which involves suppressors driving around, drive-by-ing everybody, so it brings back memories.
Nice. I like it. Are you going to model them lowered? Are they going to play the special horn when you push a button on them?
I could.
I think you should do it.
Maybe. I don't know. So we'll see how that works out. I do plan on buying more of the Zeraphim and Zephyrim to try the Bloody Rose.
Which one's that one? Is that the boulder heavy one or no?
Those are the close combat one where they get plus one attack, and they're the close combat of Seraphim, basically.
Okay.
The Retributors are the heavy weapon sisters.
Okay.
They're the ones inside the Redeemers. They'll be driving around shooting.
They'll be inside the stuffs.
What if you were never good at 40K?
That's assuming I was good at one point. Self burn.
I still have.
Just enjoy it for the fun of it. Who cares, man? You know?
Said the man who clearly is never having fun.
What are you talking about? I have fun all the time.
John, are you working on anything?
Nope.
Besides teaching? Nope. Everything on hold until the new edition?
Yeah, probably. Well, we'll see. Edwin's desk is set up on my desk. So he's doing all of his school on my painting desk, so the hobby desk. So
yeah.
And I'm not the type of person who's like, I can just take things out and do it and then put it away.
That's currently my life, and I hate it.
Yeah. That's why I didn't play when they were kids, and I didn't have a space to do it.
Right.
I literally just stopped because I can't do that.
So, but Sad Cloud is asking, what if you were never good at 40K?
I mean, I'd still play.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been good at 40K.
There's plenty of times.
Like 2 years.
There's plenty of periods where I'm not good at it and I play it. Whatever. Just have fun, man.
There's plenty of people that play the game or play in tournaments for other aspects of the game.
Right. And when the game is fun, it's fun.
Oh, yeah.
The problem is there are just times where it's not fun.
I mean, I 40K is always fun. I enjoy playing it even when I lose. So it's just, again, it's about expectations. Like, if you go into a game and your expectation of fun is, I have to crush this motherfucker, then you're really setting yourself up to have a bad time. Cause, you know, the reality is, unless you're much better than them, you're not going to do that.
Look,
so
I don't need to be
adjusting your
like
expectation.
This.
I know. Well, John, there's a reason we're all together here loving the Lord, and that's so you can hear this, all right?
Loving the Lord.
John, it's actually an intervention.
I don't need no damn interventions.
Exactly why you need one.
That's usually what people who need interventions say.
I wouldn't know. I don't know quitters.
In charge.
Come on, you guys set me up for that joke.
We all have extended family. Sometimes it hits close to home.
I'm drunk right now. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, right?
I actually could tell, Danny. I was pretty happy.
You know what would be great is if one day on the show we actually ended up making one of us cry.
Wait, what?
If we gave one of us so much shit.
That's Tom.
We all give each other a lot of shit.
Yeah, we give each other
I feel like if I really unloaded, I can make Tom cry.
Yeah.
Now's not the time.
We almost made him cry that time we were playing PUBG.
That was because that, okay, that was something different.
First of all, your only response should have been, I don't recall.
Yes.
Oh, you're right. I learned nothing from our talk about politics.
You did not at all learn anything from that. Well done.
That honestly was more of a testament to like how much PUBG sets you up with expectations, right? I mean, you want to talk about this expectation setting. PUBG is a game that takes like upwards of sometimes 30 or 40 minutes to play around. You don't see anyone or see anything except you're driving around, you're looting up, you've got all this cool sweet armor and like, oh man, I've got all this stuff. And yeah, exactly. And it's just like, oh.
Hey man, we're doing really good this game. Oh, look, we're all fucking dead.
Yeah, dies.
Yeah, so yeah, that I would pick Tom to be the first one to cry. Yeah,
that's my vote. Forgetting I have a disconnect button. No, I don't know.
Does Tom crying even count?
Wow.
Was that Sad Clown?
That's probably Odell.
Yes.
Fucking savage.
Jesus. I don't even know who Sad Clown is. I can tell Alan. I can smell Alan's. I don't even have Twitch open. I can smell Alan's bullshit like miles.
No, it's not Alan. It's Sad Clown.
Sad Clown.
I thought Alan was Sad Clown.
No.
Or no, Alan's the Beaver King. Or no,
he's Blackmore.
Blackmore.
He's Blackmore.
Who the fuck is Sad Clown?
I don't know, but I love him already.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He's more like Mean Clown. Sheesh.
God.
Not a good joke.
There are times where I'll make an actual joke that I think is bad, and I'll be like, damn it, I hope they don't say anything.
We're never going to not say
every
something.
Every time.
Yeah, most of the times, yes.
So I'm assuming with all this time everybody has that we're going to up the requirements for the paint at LVO, right?
Yeah, everybody better have fully fucking painted armies, guys.
Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah. All armies must be parade ready.
Because every time we've pushed for that, it's happened, right?
Well, I think this
Shit, this is great. Hold on. John, you're going to want to hear this.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, politics, guys. To be fair, this is very across the aisle. According to stock sales disclosures on January 24th, after a closed-door briefing on the coronavirus threat, the following senators sold stocks.
Oh, yeah. I've seen this.
Richard Burr, Kelly Loeffner, Dianne Feinstein, Ron Johnson, and Jim Inhofe.
Yep. Yep. It's got Democrats and Republicans because they're the same.
Because it's all the same team, guys. Yep. You ain't making any fucking money.
Yeah. You're not on that team, everybody.
You know, when I hope and pray that one day our country becomes united and, you know, that the politicians cross the aisle to work together, I didn't imagine it would be in corruption.
It's a big club and you ain't in it is exactly right. It is a big club and we're not in it at all.
Travis and I used to laugh and also cry about the game Netrunner, which is based on Shadowrun, right? Oh, that whole cyberpunk world.
Oh, yeah. Right.
But there's a card in it called, I think it was something like the Gospel of Prosperity, or something that I can, but it was basically like you got a bunch of credits for fucking with people. But the flavor text was always convince them of the hope of being rich because how can they rebel against their future selves?
Yep. That's exactly right. Hey, that's out of American capitalism or capitalism in general.
Oh, that is a brutal line.
Yep. The American dream combines with capitalism to create that.
I mean, geez, that's just – you just explained every lottery addiction ever.
No, the lottery is just a tax on people who don't understand math.
Oh, yeah.
I got to say, I think the screen is frozen on Adam, right, the stream?
It just stopped right now, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we're going to lose this episode.
No.
And I click stop streaming.
Time to say the dumbest shit possible. Stop? Yep.
Axis, is the stream, though, stuck on Adam's screen? Because it should be on me.
Oh, now it's not.
I have so many dumb thoughts. I don't know which one to pick.
All right, fine. I'm just really leery of this stream not working right.
Okay, well, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Yeah. Then only that's why people should be on the Twitch stream.
It can only exist on Twitch, so it's fine.
Yeah, because you know what? Our content is sweet but fleeting.
What?
Yeah, John doesn't switch the camera to anybody else.
I mean, I'm busy. What do you want from me? Here, put it on Tom. It's not like anybody else is here.
Well, what if I had a webcam up and you could see me?
There.
Huh?
I don't know how to do that. If you figure out, if you figure out how to do that with the way other people do it, I will do it.
It's been on Grump Face the whole time.
Yes, that is a good comment. I like it. I approve.
That's the new service, Grump Face.
That's a pretty terrible service, I was going to say.
Well, I mean, it is Grump Face. I mean, they have you as a spokesman. So.
Does Adam have his OnlyFans account set up yet?
Yes.
So we got to survive. Hey, we got to supplement our income anyway.
Yeah. TFG After Hours.
TFG After Hours. So, that also sounds
good. Adam puts the A in ASMR.
Yikes.
Where is TFG ASMR out?
Don't, you're gonna sexually confuse Tom and Adam again.
Too late.
Or we'll get more viewers.
Actually, it's true.
I can't believe ASMR is like a thing. It drives me nuts.
When we get more Patreons, I'll care.
when Adam cuts us a check for our role in the show, I'll care. How about that?
That's true.
Listen, when I stop getting the W-2 for getting those Patreons, then yes.
Whatever.
We're just wait that.
Okay.
I get an I-9 if you make so much, you have to pay the taxes for it.
We make enough that you have to pay taxes?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you've not.
Wow. What the fuck is wrong with people where they would pay us?
Seriously, right? This? I don't understand.
Yeah, $10.99. I have a $10.99 for the Patreon because it's in my name.
Who the hell is giving us enough money that you have to file taxes?
So as long as I'm filling out that $10.99.
As someone who works in billing and auditing, I have multiple follow-up questions. One of them being, where is my check?
Where's your 1099 form?
Love it. Love it.
You don't know. That's not how this works.
Well, it does to me.
That's called an address change. I can also just go to the IRS website and just look it up and figure out how much it is and then fill it out for you and submit it before you even get it.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, you should do that and then cut us our checks.
Yeah, go ahead and try doing it. But all you'll get is the 1099. They don't physically send me a check, Tom.
See, there. Just more questions. Just more questions.
No.
This is just Adam's way of getting back at the white people.
Yes.
For going after his people for so many years and taking advantage of them.
So,
you know, I kind of like this show more when coronavirus is going on because we don't have to talk about 40K because nothing's happening.
I know. The only thing happening is whatever's coming up, and what's coming up is probably 9th edition.
Yeah, I'm excited to see their preview now that they can't do it at Adepticon, what they're going to do now.
Yeah.
Well, like, they don't have to worry about the Q&A. The cringy Q&A.
Ooh, yeah.
What's so cringy about it?
No, please. You were there. We were there.
They called on me twice. I was the only person who got to ask two questions.
Yes. See? Cringy.
I'm special. They recognized how special I was.
Yes. They're like, oh, that poor boy in the front.
Not that kind of special, thank you.
He looks like he has a head injury. Good to answer his questions.
You sound like a white guy who just got his Ancestry.com testing kit.
Yes. I mean, I did the 23andMe one. It's superior.
So
you figured it gave you the results you wanted?
Yes.
So now a corporate entity and or the government can track you anytime, anywhere.
Good job. Whatever, dude. I'm not worried about it. I'm never going to be important enough for it to matter.
Yeah, but you've denied your children the opportunity to cause crimes and get away with it far easier. How could you do that? Think of your children.
Whatever.
The camera zooms out, and all of a sudden we see some aliens in space, and they say, damn, and we thought he was the chosen one. A twisted narrative.
Oh my god.
Oh, Lord. How did that fucking make sense, Tom?
I don't know.
Walk me through your logic here.
So if you've made it like, through
no,
all that.
No, seriously. I'm like, no. I need to know.
Here we go.
Why the fuck Tom thought that was funny?
Because in John's head, he said, like, I'm never going to be important enough for this anyway, and I thought it'd be hilarious if John was actually the cosmic ordained savior or leader of some kind, like Dune or Christ or whatever, and there's, like, this mothership up waiting to, like, take him on board and have him fulfill his destiny, and they're like, he's just a turd. Never mind. All right, you know, screw this.
I mean, sure, why not? It could be.
I might not have executed the joke well, and that is completely fair because I don't.
Because you're not funny.
Oh,
see, I'm crying right now, but it's on the inside. So,
that doesn't count.
Doesn't count at all.
Yeah, he's just trying to make Tom cry at this point. I think.
Please, no more hitting.
What the? My God.
That was from Dawn of War.
Yeah,
Gremlins.
Yeah. Anywho. I'm not.
Okay. So Danny's not working on anything. He's trying to work on Sisters. I'm working on Sisters. Tom is working on Green Knights. John is, I don't know.
Anathema.
Yeah. Just doing whatever.
John's doing whatever
suits my fancy.
So hopefully everybody's working on something in the meantime. I'll take this moment to talk about the other, advertiser sort of that we have, which is Mechanical Warhorse. You just go to mechanicalwarhorse.com. They also provide a lot of, MDF terrain, which is what they're known for, really. They've been around for, I think, about 8-9 years now.
Mm-hmm.
They actually make these little things called hero holders.
Oh, yeah.
You put your character in or your model in, and there's a little space in the back to put a die to keep track of the wounds.
Really?
Those are really neat. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a very character-heavy army, so I'm definitely.
Anthony missed the beginning of the show. He thinks we're doing this to pay the bills. Mentioning all these companies.
We've only mentioned two, but no. We're trying to be nice. It's called Be Nice, Anthony.
God damn it, we're trying to be, like, good citizens of our community.
Yeah, see what happens.
Shockingly enough.
I told you guys this was a bad idea.
You didn't say anything, actually.
You're right. I didn't give him my blessing.
Well, it's not, I never asked, so. Just like the contest.
That's
true. Which is a reminder.
I was shocked that you were actually able to deliver your joke at the very beginning of the show without messing it up this time. I was impressed.
I actually was too.
Yeah. It was impressive.
Sure.
After having spent like multiple episodes in a row botching it.
So go to Mechanical Warhorse. Look for my Facebook.
You ignore me all you want.
And right? Look for
why are you booing me? I'm right.
Who's booing you?
You're booing me on the inside. I can hear it.
I'm not booing you at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just ignoring you like a petulant child.
That's what John considers a boo.
Is what John is.
That is what I consider a boo. I want the attention.
I mean, I do too.
True.
Yeah, go like and follow DD214 Gaming on Facebook.
Yes.
Because sometimes Adam and I will play on there, and sometimes Tom will play too and cause us to
lose. Tom will play on there.
Oh, shut up, John.
That is, we did play with Jeff one time, last night, 2 nights ago. We did really well. Oh, Jeff and Jackson. It was me, Jeff, and Jackson.
Huh. I feel like this is fake news.
I mean, Jeff was very aggressive.
That game rewards aggression.
Yeah. So, yeah, check out, DD214 on Facebook.
Were you playing Modern Warfare 1 or are you playing,
No, we're playing Apex.
Yeah. Yeah, that game definitely rewards aggression for sure.
Yeah, so remember, hammerheadgames.net, mm-hmm. mechanicalwarhorse.com, give those guys, a few of your dollars.
Can I give a shout out to a company I just like?
Sure, why not?
Magnet Baron.
What's that?
Magnet Baron is based here in Pasadena. It's, some people actually know the guy. His name is Constantine. I forget his last name.
Sure.
He's actually blind, which makes me think that he is once a demon fighter. That's why his name's Constantine, kind of like the demon.
Okay. Oh, Axis says he knows the Magnet Baron guy.
Checks out.
Yeah. He's actually a really cool dude. He actually does play 40K, despite his disability. And, cool. And he runs the Magnet Baron, and it's quite honestly the best place to get magnets. Their customer service is incredible. I ordered a flight stand once, and 2 hours after ordering it, I checked the invoice and I realized I'd gotten the wrong size, and I emailed and they responded to me within a day, changed it, not even a problem.
Man, like, why are you, I got just the right worst?
What do you mean?
Why you got botch ordering for people? Make them fix your mistakes.
No. This is a compliment. I'm giving. Oh my god. And they also have prepackaged magnet deals where you can buy magnets for particular projects, mm-hmm. Like night magnetizations. They even have ball bearing magnets for like Sisto jet bikes or Eldar jet bikes.
That's
really cool.
Fucking useful, actually. I hate those flight stands. They're the worst.
Oh, they're the worst. And he has a lot of really great. And their magnet glue is sometimes I just buy their magnet glue because I love it so much. Hmm. Like, it works great on resin or plastic. Well, it's great for bonding magnets to plastic or resin, mm-hmm. but it's also just amazing glue on its own. So I actually usually overbuy, so I have extra.
And you are now just telling us about this magical glue.
Well, you've never validated or reinforced my opinions before with positive behavior, so why would I?
Huh.
Did I get too dark?
That was good. I like it. No, it was fine.
All right, cool.
No, I approve.
It was real, real and brutal. But excellent. You know what?
Yeah.
Trying to get Danny Ruiz to not make me cry. So.
I've forgotten about that game entirely. So I've moved on. Dude, I'm sorry, but like tormenting you actually doesn't rate that high on my like shit to do list.
That's good because it shouldn't.
Why not?
So check those guys out. Every one of them, Magna Baron, Mechanical Warhorse.
Can we just Hammerhead plug whatever games. We want?
Help them out at this time.
This is a family show, so be careful what you plug.
It's a family. It is?
I'm just going to say this in general. If you have, and if you have the spare cash, and maybe you don't because this whole thing sucks, please tip 20-30% because the people you're tipping really depend on that to live.
Yeah.
Especially if you're ordering food, doing Uber Eats, whatever. Like, you know, if you can shop at small businesses, like, again, the big companies always survive. They're built to survive. The system is built for them to survive. But you know what? Like, the mom and pop bike store or whatever isn't built that way. So,
yeah.
You know, no matter what happens, like, in this kind of next month or two of whatever life is, just remember that if you have spare cash, invest it into people where it actually matters.
Yep.
You can always use your $1,200 or $1,000 check or whatever you're getting for it.
Also, I'm coining it now. If we actually do end up getting the stimulus from this, I want it called Rona Rupees or Corona Cash.
Yeah.
All right? Spread that around.
I'm a fan of Corona Cash.
Yeah. Corona Cash, I like that one too.
Although TM, TFG Radio, like copyright TFG Radio.
I do like Rona Rupees. Just for the record, anybody who saw me like rub my face vigorously, that was because Odell told me in the chat to not rub my face. I like touched my eye and he told me to stop touching my face, so I rubbed my face in an aggressive manner.
Yeah. Nice.
Freedom dividend.
Freedom. I think that's it for now. Anything? If there's nothing from the chat,
no, I think so. They've been relatively well behaved.
Don't forget about the contest.
There's no contest.
John,
you're gonna give a due
John
date.
Is running.
How is there a contest with no due date?
It'll be due due in a month.
That's still not specific. By in a month, do you mean like at the end of this month, or in a month? Do you mean by like 30 days from the 19th? Because the month isn't actually 30 days because there's several that aren't the same length. So, like, a month is not actually a good measure of time.
Okay. A month.
All right, nerd.
Tony wants to know what the contest is.
So, for those that missed the beginning, John is no longer doing his reenactments right now because of the situation everybody's in. So, he's decided to run for the president of his local reenactment society, which is the German King's Legion. Mm-hmm. So, he needs a slogan. Needs a slogan to win the presidency of a club. So the best slogan will win a Space Wolf Battle Force, the one that they were selling around Christmas time. So
make reenactment great again.
It was never great in the first place.
You lie.
That's even better. Make reenactment great for once.
Make it mainstream.
Could you argue that it was good when that one sculptor had his hand blown off when he was doing reenacting?
When the what? Oh, one of the Perry twins?
Yeah, the Perry twins?
Yeah.
He had his hand resting on the cannon and boom.
Yeah. I guess.
That's pretty great, right?
Depends if you like them or not.
I don't know. What did they sculpt?
They sculpt a lot of the early GW stuff. They sculpt a lot of historicals now.
Are they responsible for Doom Rider?
Maybe.
Oh, legit Doom Rider.
Nice.
I do cocaine. I love
cocaine.
So send us a message. Send us an email, tfgradiopodcast@gmail.com. You send us a message or post on the post when we post up this episode, as long as all the audio is okay.
The winner of the contest gets a special link to the TFG Radio ASMR channel.
Yes.
Press subscribe.
Usually only $30.
Yours was like too loud though.
I'm not used to like doing it with the mic, man. Like I was trying to make sure I was close enough.
Well, you have to remember the A in Danny's cast stands for aggressive.
Hey, some people like a Dom. What do you know? You know, like,
yeah.
My God.
I'm not here to kink shame, Tom. Jesus.
I didn't say you were. I was supporting you.
I was saying you are. Jesus.
I'm not kink shaming.
So fucking judgmental.
You're okay. You're stretching that one a bit. You can do better.
John, any last thoughts?
No. Please don't whisper much cringe. Don't worry, Tony. I'll only do it for you, Tony.
He'll do that when you guys are sharing a room at the next tournament. Danny, any last thoughts?
Support local business, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Even the local restaurants, because a lot of them are still open and doing takeout.
Oh, yeah. So if you've got the cash, do it. And, if there is proof that people whose job it is to prevent these things knew about it and then profited off it, sharpen the guillotines, please. Like, let's just not shy away from that. I'm just saying.
I want to sharpen them for those people who sold all those stocks after that meeting.
That's what I mean.
That's
Look, Tom, I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Tom, any,
I am saying. Let's do it.
Any final words for tonight?
They know where to find me. I did 23andMe.
Steam sales exist, and they're going to be hot and heavy right now, I guarantee you.
Yeah, I know, right? So I'm playing Dawn of War again.
That's why I'm playing XCOM 2.
I was playing a video game for most of this episode.
You were on Twitter.
I was not. I was playing a video game for most of this episode.
I was on Twitter.
John has like 50 screens on. Remember?
I have 4. You actually see them in the reflection.
I keep forgetting he's the architect from The Matrix.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Everybody always laughs at me. Do you have any idea how fucking like useful these 4 screens are when I'm trying to teach from home?
John, I know. I have to buy a second screen for my house. I may have to work from home.
Whenever I tease you about the screens, it's always out of jealousy. Yeah, my dream is to have like 6 screens.
Yeah.
Well, thank you everybody for watching/listening. Hopefully we'll be back in a couple weeks with another episode to talk about stuff in general, I guess. I guess we'll turn into a political podcast next week.
I mean, look, if there's nothing to talk about, we don't need to do this.
We'll have
we just do our political podcast for a while.
We should do a historical political podcast.
Yes.
We really should.
Yeah, history.
Mm-hmm. We'll have a
TFG bonus episode. Fuck up.
Or we could just do TFG
ASMR. We'll have the reveals by then.
God, oh, yeah, we have the reveals. We'll have to talk about that.
Yeah.
Why? Everybody will see them.
And then we'll pivot.
You just want me to rant about whatever stupid shit they come up with?
Yes. Thanks again, everybody, for listening. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Good night, and have a pleasant tomorrow.
Right. Stay safe, everybody.
I'm
going
to click the stop stream button, and we're going to see if we lose everything.
Yep. Sweet.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.